The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about the American consumer.
While investors today are missing the forest for the trees, they focus on minor changes to inflation numbers from one month to the next, they're missing the fact that inflation is still at 40-year highs and in a different stratosphere than the Federal Reserve's 2% target. They're also missing the fact that inflation is much more difficult to get rid of than most folks think. That leads us to the second reason some analysts see trouble ahead for the economy and the markets. Now, the average American is in deep financial trouble. Inflation is a painful, regressive tax on hard-working Americans. It punishes both consumers and savers alike. But it isn't a problem for just the poor. Let me start with some simple math. So the median U.S. household income, it was around $70,000 in 2020, the latest year surveyed by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, or BLS. And according to the BLS survey, households with incomes around $70,000 spent roughly $61,000 on living expenses that year, including housing, utilities, transportation, food, healthcare, taxes, and entertainment.
That would leave only $9,000 that they could use to build savings or pay down debt.
Now, consider that consumer prices rose 5% in 2021 and another 7% on average in 2022. Although we'd argue the actual increases are a lot higher, but let's go with the government's official numbers. And also consider that wages have not kept up with rising expenses. Average wages were up only around 2.5% in 2021 and around 5% in 2022. That means a family with a salary of $70,000 in 2020 earns around $75,000 today, adjusting for the last 2 years' average raises. Meanwhile, that family's expenses have gone from $61,000 to around $69,000 using the government's consumer price index numbers. Their financial cushion was $9,000 in 2020. Today, it's only $6,000. It has been cut by a third in a span of 2 years, all because of inflation. And remember, that's the median using the official inflation numbers. But the problem is much more dire for most folks. By definition, half of all households fall below the median. Food, rent, and energy costs are a much bigger proportion of these families' budgets. And those costs are up far more than the government's official 7.1% inflation number. Even before today's high inflation, households with incomes below $40,000 were not making ends meet. That was around 35 million families, or 25% of all U.S. households. Now, after more than a year of high inflation, that threshold is much higher. We expect that households with incomes below $50,000 will have expenses higher than their incomes. That's around 50 million households, or nearly 40% of all families.
And the harsh reality is that Americans are getting poorer by the month.
And the problem is only going to get worse until inflation subsides. It will be a problem for more and more families as rising prices outpace wage increases in the months and years ahead. So inflation is systematically wiping out the middle class. The stimulus money Americans received following the pandemic has been spent, and the U.S. savings rate recently dropped to 2.4%. That's near the record low of 2.1% set in 2005. Nearly one out of every three American families lack enough savings to cover 3 months of expenses. More than 60% of all Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck. And that's a staggering number. Even among households earning $200,000 or more, nearly 30% report living paycheck to paycheck. Americans are turning to credit cards just to make ends meet. And the New York Fed reported that credit card debt rose by 15% in the third quarter, and that's the fastest increase in 20 years.
Scary, isn't it? So let's just put it all into perspective for those that just don't seem to get how bad our economy really is.
Total household debt, including mortgages, credit cards, and car and student loans, now stands at a record $16.5 trillion. That's 17% higher than before the pandemic, and it's 30% higher than it was at the peak of the last financial crisis. With interest rates on the rise, much of this debt is getting more expensive by the day. Credit card interest rates just hit an all-time high recently, soaring to more than 19%, according to financial website Bankrate. Inflation and high interest rates are crushing most Americans. Consumers consumers make up around 70% of our economy. If consumers aren't doing well, our economy isn't going to do well either. But as an investor, it helps to think in terms of probabilities. Stocks and bonds could get much cheaper, and that could present some opportunities.
I sure hope so. If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied.